Make this new school year an opportunity for your kids to learn important life skills with Greenlight. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families where kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely while parents keep an eye on kids' money habits. Greenlight also helps families get into their fall routine with a chores feature that lets parents assign chores and pay kids' allowance when they check them off. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod. Greenlight.com/pod.
You know the music. You know what time it is. It is Overreaction Podcast time. This is the Overreaction Podcast, a special week one preview edition of the Overreaction Podcast. I am your host, as always, the voice of the Overreaction Podcast, Joe Miller. You can find me on Twitter at Joe Miller Wired. And the Overreaction Podcast is brought to you by the Market Dominator. Do me a friend. You know the name. You know the number. John Spaschek. Do me a favor. Call John, if you've got a house or a property to sell or you are in the market to buy. But ladies and gentlemen, it is the week we have all been waiting for. It is officially week one. And I want to take just a couple of minutes to preview the Bills and the Jets. And I want to give you my picks for the rest of the other teams as far as what's going on in the NFL. So what is going on? How are you guys feeling? How are you feeling, Bills Mafia? I hope to goodness gracious you are excited beyond belief. I hope that wherever you are, wherever this podcast, this voice coming across your speakers finds you, it finds you raring, revving, and ready to go to kick off the 2020 NFL season. It's about to go down, ladies and gentlemen. It's about to go down, and it's just a formality of sorts. We clearly have to play the Jets. And I'll tell you, as much as I was upset about the fact that we drew the Jets week one again this year, it kind of looks like maybe a blessing in disguise. I am not on the same side of the fence as Colin Cowherd, who feels that somehow, as he said the other day, that the Jets have an improved wide receiver core that's going to give the Bills trouble. They have an improved offensive line that's going to give the Bills trouble. I'm going to be honest with you. This wide receiver core is nothing compared to the defensive backs. Even with Josh Norman being placed on IR, the Bills are going to have no trouble with this wideout group of the New York Jets. And can I just tell you for 1 second, this quote-unquote new and improved Jets offensive line, quote-unquote new and improved offensive line, only three of the players have played an entire NFL season. Only three of the five. One is a rookie who's never played an NFL snap. And oh, by the way, he's lining up on the other side of Jerry Hughes. That doesn't seem to sound or spell greatness or good day, in my opinion, for this Jets offensive line, which is going to basically not spell a great day for Sam Darnold either. In my opinion, the greatest, I said it on the Hump Day Hotline with my co-host Jay Spence, at Jay Spence the King. If you're not familiar with the Hump Day Hotline, it is a live show on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, live video multicast where you, the fan, actually get to drive what we talk about. We have some topics we come in with. However, Jay Spence and I take your comments, we take your questions, we take your concerns, and we respond to them. However, I said on that show with Jay Spence on Wednesday that for me, this game, the thing to watch is our defensive line against that offensive line of the Jets. Because I see no way. I see no way that that offensive line can handle us with the defensive talent that we have, rolling those guys at about 50 to 60% of the snaps, which means they're always going to be fresh. They're always going to be ready. It's going to be a long day for that Jets offense. A very, very long day for that Jets offense. So what are we talking about? We're talking about continuity. We're talking about rhythm. We're talking about flow as it pertains to the offense. Can this offense find rhythm and flow early? Can the rookie kicker make kicks when we need him to? Tyler Bass, can you put the ball through the uprights when we need it? I think he can. I think that this game, the line on the game right now is -6.5 as the Jets come into Buffalo. They're giving the Bills, or I should say, they're giving the Jets 6.5 points. As much as people think that it's a trap game, it's not. The Bills are going to win this game by more than a touchdown, possibly more than two touchdowns. More than two touchdowns. I've got this game simply at the Bills, 32, I believe was the number that I picked on Wednesday, and the Jets at 12. 32 to 12, ladies and gentlemen. And so you're talking about Josh Allen scoring three. The numbers that I have for Josh Allen. Josh Allen passing 340 yards, passing yards. He's going to break the 300-yard barrier against what I would call the no-name cornerback or defensive back group from the New Jersey Jets. Because not a single person that's listening to me right now, unless you're a Jets fan, can name a single defensive back on that team. So I've got Josh Allen at 340 passing yards. He may throw an interception. I'm not worried about it if he does. Two passing touchdowns. I've got him at 45 rushing yards with a touchdown. Tyler Bass, I have making two field goals at that. I have him also probably missing a field goal. My surprise pick or my surprise stat of the week is very simple. I think Gabe Davis. You heard me right. I think the rookie Gabe Davis scores his first NFL touchdown this week. Watch for it. The fits that he was giving our defensive back group all offseason, or I should say all preseason, I can't imagine what he's going to do if Stephon Diggs is being double covered and they sub in Gabe Davis for John Brown. Gabe Davis is just a different kind of receiver when you think of what John Brown and Stephon Diggs are. He's a big kid. He runs crisp routes. He's got great hands. He's patient with the ball. And what I mean by that is he's not what Dawson Knox was last year. Dawson Knox has come out in his press conference this year so far, and he has said, and I quote, "I was so worried about coverages and snap counts, and I was so worried about changes at the line and audibles and what was going on with the defense that I wasn't necessarily, and even running after the catch, I wasn't paying attention to the ball." I don't think Gabe Davis is going to have that problem. I don't think Gabe Davis is going to have that problem. So if you bring in Gabe Davis against any defense after they have played any amount of time against Josh Brown and you're double covering Stephon Diggs, Gabe Davis is going to trip you up. He's not what you expect to see from two tight, strong route runners, smaller guys that are burners on the outsides. So I've got Josh Allen, 340 yards passing, two passing touchdowns, one of them to Gabe Davis. I've got him rushing for 45 yards with a rushing touchdown. I've got Tyler Bass with two field goals, possibly one missed. And I've got the Jets basically getting the tar beat out of them this weekend. For those of you that are not up to date on what's been going on, Josh Norman has been placed on IR. He is going to be out for at least the next 3 weeks, the first 3 weeks. The Bills have called up Cam Lewis. However, expect to see Levi Wallace, somebody we're very familiar with, on the opposite side of Trey, which I don't think is going to be a problem. My expectation is that Levi has done a lot of work in the offseason, has basically brought his game to the next level. I'm not saying he's at Josh Norman's level, but I don't expect to see the same Levi Wallace as we saw last year. However, I don't think it's going to matter when you think about the wide receiver group that the Jets have that they're going to be playing or trotting out there against the Buffalo Bills. We need to be a little bit concerned about Chris Herndon. He is a gifted special tight end, and let's just be honest, the Bills have traditionally had a very, very difficult time, covering tight ends. So I'm not saying that he is going to be the only piece of offense they have. They also have Lev Bell, and we're all very familiar with Le'Veon Bell. However, what's in our favor is the reality, the fact that as much as it's been smokescreened or as much as it's been quieted or somehow not necessarily a topic of discussion, regardless of even what happened at their scrimmage, Adam Gase is a guy that does not want Le'Veon Bell on his football team. He is quoted as saying that he wants to go running back by committee, and then his GM last year traded for Le'Veon Bell, and then he came out and basically made it all but obvious that he wanted nothing to do with Le'Veon Bell, and then frankly misused him last year. Well, Joe, what happens if maybe they don't misuse him this year? What if they've come out with some scheme? Well, let me just tell you this. In the one scrimmage that the Jets had this preseason, they put Lev Bell on the bench. Adam Gase was asked about it, and he said, well, he had tightness in his hamstrings, to which Le'Veon Bell took to Twitter and said, I ain't got no tightness in my hamstrings, bro. So that tells me that that team is no worse for the wear as it pertains to Le'Veon Bell. Regardless, I don't know that I'm afraid of Le'Veon Bell at this point with this defensive line and what we've got in this defense. So as I said, and I will just quickly repeat it, I've got the Buffalo Bills beating the New York Jets this weekend, week one, to go to 1-0. The Bills will be scoring 32 points. The Jets will be scoring 12. 32-12. Josh Allen with three total touchdowns. Gabe Davis scoring his first NFL touchdown. And what I want to do now is I want to go through every game of this week besides the Thursday game. So if we could roll the music, what I want to do is I want to pick for you give you my picks this week as it pertains to who's playing in the NFL. I've already given you the Jets, the Bills. I've got the Bills over the Jets at 32-10. From there, why don't you give me the Packers over the Vikings in Minnesota on a 1 o'clock start? I just see Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones as too much for that Viking. Even with the vaulted Vikings defense, who have recently picked up Yannick Ngakoue, I just see the Packers as being too much for the Vikings. Next, Eagles are in Washington for a 1 o'clock start. Let's be honest, Washington is in a full-on rebuild. Eagles, I've got the Eagles over Washington. Next, we got the Browns versus the Ravens. It's a hot topic. A lot of people are picking the Browns actually to make some noise in that division. Frankly, to be honest with you, I've got the Ravens beating the Browns. Next would be the Colts at the Jaguars. Is this a real question? Are the Jaguars actually playing NFL football this year? Give me the Colts over the Jaguars. Raiders at Panthers. Another Barney Pick'em game. As far as if you're looking for a lock of the week, you might as well take the Colts. You might as well take the Raiders over the Panthers. The next game, Bears at the Lions. You know what? This game might end up as a tie. This might end up as a 0-0 tie, Bears at Lions. When you think about who's starting, Trubisky is starting this game. Yes, Matthew Stafford is a talented quarterback, and they've got some talent, on that team in Detroit. However, they never seem to be able to put it together. I don't know that I can pick a winner. If I'm going to pick a winner, you know what? I'm going to pick the Lions over the Bears. So that's probably the first home team outside of Buffalo that I've picked winning a game week one. Next, Seahawks at the Falcons. You know what? Give me the Seahawks in that football game. I love me some Julio Jones. I think Hayden Hurst is going to be awesome in that Falcons offense, but I'm still going to take the Seahawks over the Falcons. 1 o'clock in Atlanta. Dolphins versus Patriots. This is going to be the first week of the demise of Cam Newton and the Patriots that we've all been waiting for. The Dolphins are a little bit scary. I think the Bills can beat them, but I don't think the Patriots can. So give me the Dolphins over the Patriots. I'm picking a lot of road teams to win. Dolphins over the Patriots in Foxborough this week, a 1 o'clock game. Chargers at the Bengals. Give me the Chargers. The return of Tyrod as a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't think Joe Burrow is necessarily ready for prime time. I think that Chargers team is ready to go. We got the Cardinals at the 49ers. Let's be honest. Everybody loves Kyler Murray. I'm not one of the everybody, but everybody seems to love him. They now have Nuke. Regardless of that, that 49ers defense is stout and staunch. The Niners come out on top of this one. So they are the third home team that I'm picking to win so far this week. 49ers over the Cardinals. Give me the next week, which is the Buccaneers at the Saints. You know, this is the game, in my opinion, this is probably the game to watch, right? Alvin Kamara just signed an extension for a crap ton of money. They backed up four Brinks trucks for Alvin Kamara. The Bucs march into the Saints or into New Orleans to play the Saints. And it's going to be interesting to see what Tom Brady and this offense can bring. Rumors are that Mike Evans is probably not going to play this football game. I think that hurts the Buccaneers a lot. I don't think Gronk is everything that we think he is, or at least he was. You know what? Give me the Saints over the Buccaneers. Next, you've got the Cowboys at the Rams. Give me the Rams in that football game over the Cowboys. the Steelers at the Giants. Give me the Steelers. Big Ben, the return of Big Ben. I think Big Ben's return is going to open up that game for James Conner. Steelers over the Giants. And the last game on the docket Monday night, 9:14 it says 10:20, but that, there's two Monday night games. Look at me getting tripped up. The first Monday night game is the Steelers at the Giants. I've got the Steelers. The second Monday night game this week at 10:20, Titans at the Broncos. And Jadeveon Clowney is the newest minted member of the Titans. I will take the Titans over the Broncos, who are without Von Miller. So that was your Around the League. That is Joe, the voice. Joe Miller picks the league. I'm going to do this for you every single week. I'm going to try to get you in and out in under 20 minutes. So far, we are at 15. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give it to you one last time. I got the Buffalo Bills. Your Buffalo Bills going against the New Jersey Jets, if you will, coming into Buffalo, into Bills Stadium. I got the Bills winning 32-12. Josh Allen, 340 passing yards, two touchdowns, 45 rushing yards, one rushing touchdown. And the surprise of the day, Gabe Davis scores his first touchdown. Ladies and gentlemen, you can find me, as always, on the Buffalo Fanatics Network. My show, the Overreaction Podcast, drops every Monday morning just in time for the drive to work. It is a complete and utter overreaction recap of whatever happened on Sunday. It will be as such this week, and it should be a fun one as we are going to recap all of week one and how this game against the Jets goes. So do me a favor. If you have not subscribed, please subscribe, or at least put something in your calendar. Find some way to find me. But you want to be tuned in to the Overreaction Podcast on the Buffalo Fanatics Network Monday morning, every single Monday morning, right here on the Buffalo Fanatics Network. For everybody at the Buffalo Fanatics Network, I am so thankful that you tuned in. My name is Joe Miller. You can find me at Joe Miller Wired on Twitter. I am the voice of the Overreaction Podcast. The Overreaction Podcast is brought to you, as always, by the Market Dominator, as well as by the Blend Buffalo. If you're looking for a protein bar, something really healthy to put into your body, if you are a workout freak, look no further than the Blend Bar. You can find it at theblendbuffalo.com. And if you basically go there right now and sign in and order something, you're going to get 20% off of your order just by putting in the phrase "Go Bills." But with that, I am Joe Miller signing off. And just like I just said, go Bills.